We are on day two of the national crisis. Keeping Up with the Kardashians has been canceled. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. Everything entertainment means the big crisis is that Keeping Up with the Kardashians is no longer.
Oh! What are we going to do, you guys, without the Kardashians to kick around anymore?
Oh, honey, they're not going anywhere.
Bloop! You're absolutely right. They're not going anywhere anytime soon, and despite what they would say to the contrary. Now, the update today is that Kris Jenner has revealed why. Because we've all wanted to know, why are you leaving? Remember yesterday we spent a whole segment saying, what is really going on behind the scenes? Surely they're not just going to poof, be gone, right?
Right.
Well, Kris Jenner, in a daring move of transparency,
they never are transparent.
Talk to none other than noted journalist and get to the bottom of it person, Ryan Seacrest. He's really not probably going to find out a lot. Yeah. Anyway,
I mean, he produces the show, so...
So you could say the call is coming from inside the house. So BuzzFeed had an in-depth investigation, repeating the report of the report. And, you know, they asked the question, I mean, why now? Kris Jenner, why? Why do you end the show after all of this amazingness? Apparently, she said it was just the right time, phoning in an interview to Ryan Seacrest.
I mean, she phones in all her interviews.
She does. We know this. She goes on to say, I mean, I think the number 20, well, it just used to sound good until 2020, but the number 20, it just seemed like the right time. So she would have you believe they ended a multi-million-dollar television show experience because the number sounded good to her.
Also, I will poke holes in all of that, as will you, I know, by saying, if, you know, 20 just felt like a good number, then why did you sign a contract that went beyond that?
Interesting. She is looking forward to the opportunity to, you know, she just wants to take a breath. Breathe. She wants everyone to slow down a bit. You know, slow down, not professionally, but figure out, like, what's next? She said that
want me to believe that Kris Jenner has not already mapped out what's next. Okay, just checking.
Yeah. We had to tell the crew yesterday, so we were all crying.
Oh, gosh. Aww. Yeah, no.
Well, yeah, because you just unemployed a bunch of people.
They were crying because they don't have a job. You were crying.
In a pandemic, no less.
Yeah.
But, you know, go on. According to Kris, now, this was my favorite juicy bit of truth that Kris Jenner shared with us in this BuzzFeed expose, not really, about why, you know, they're ending the show after all these years. It's just so fun, happy times. Even in death, they can't help themselves, but poor Khloe. So, you know, there's
poor Khloe'd.
Kris Jenner, poor Khloe'd Khloe Kardashian. And poor Khloe is like, every storyline since the beginning was like, oh, poor Khloe, right? Like, everything is like, womp, womp. Don't you feel that way about Khloe?
Always have.
Well, according
to... I mean, and the poor Khloe changes with Khloe's face changing. So, yeah. You know,
Khloe's face just can't stay the same.
It used to be like Khloe was the ugly duckling.
Yep.
So poor Khloe. And then it was poor Khloe. She gets cheated on.
Poor Khloe doesn't have the same dad.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean.
Allegedly.
They went there. You know, remember they got like their dumb DNA test and lied about him?
Yep.
Spawn
anyway, con. How did they poor Khloe this time?
Kris Jenner talking to Ryan Seacrest. You know, we're just going to take a breath. But according to Kris, Khloe, she's probably the one who's taking it the hardest and really hasn't stopped crying since we announced. She's been so sweet and just emotional about it.
Poor Khloe.
Don't you just love that? They're like, yeah, Khloe's the mess. Of course Khloe's the mess because Khloe has nothing.
Because this is Khloe's thing.
Khloe has nothing. She doesn't have a $1 billion fake moniker attached to her name thanks to Forbes magazine blowing smoke up their derriers.
I mean, okay, let's seriously evaluate the situation real quick. Let's just do a quick verbal run through the Kardashian kids, Kardashian Jenner kids. Even Rob has like a
Rob is Rob is sort of like not, like Rob's so set, poor Rob. They don't even say poor Rob.
He's persona non grata.
Yeah, no, most of the time.
Persona until non Robba.
Until they needed him because Courtney was getting too much haterade from fans on the show for being so, you know, obnoxious and annoying all the time. They were like, well, and then Clay's like, I gotta step back. And Courtney, that is, I gotta step back and take some time. I know more about this show for never having watched it. It's bizarre. Anyway, because I read the reports of the reports.
Right.
So then they dug Rob up out of, like,
right,
a crypt. Like, they had to bust open the crypt, dust off Rob, and, like, what are we going to do with him? Oh, let's pretend he went through this magical makeover. Like, yeah, lost a bunch of weight, although he didn't. They dusted him off, and they're like, oh, look, it's Rob.
I mean, that's how you knew they were out of tricks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, Rob is Rob, whatever. Kendall is an actual model, so she's got a job.
Yeah, she's got a career.
Kylie is a billionaire.
Yeah, she's and a fake billionaire, yeah, but still.
She's got money.
Her mom got her some real deals.
Yep, and Kim Kardashian, same.
Yep.
Kourtney, I don't think really actually cares, but she's busy with
Poosh. I think Kourtney's fine. She likes being a mom. She wants to, you know, have her on again, off again, and her young boyfriends.
Yeah. And Chloe is the one that's like the spaghetti that they keep throwing at the wall to see if it's done yet.
Because you'll remember. Oh, that's so tragic.
But it's so true. They're but just like,
you'll remember.
Try this, Chloe. Oh.
Chloe was the one that had the hardest time with Caitlyn.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe was the one that had the hardest time with, you know, her face changing all the time.
Well.
Chloe was like, and I know it's probably not a true representation of what the real Khloe Kardashian is like, but the picture that is painted by this family, mm-hmm, is that Khloe is a troll,
yeah,
and a mess. Mm-hmm. And that's her family saying these things.
Yeah.
Because the way that she's always put forward in these storylines is that it's like, poor Khloe, she just can't catch a break.
Mm, poor Khloe.
Right? But she's taken it the hardest, so they even threw her under the bus at the end. Couldn't help it, right? I'm like, whatever. Anyway, because this is all lies. As for Chris fully processing this moment, again, Chris is talking to Ryan Seacrest about the end of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She says she hasn't processed it yet. You know, I woke up at the gym, or I woke up and I was in the gym at 5 this morning with Khloe and Kim, because, you know, fitness is critical.
Well, yeah, Miss Revenge Body.
And this is not Khloe, this is Chris.
Oh, sorry.
Well, but she was there with Khloe and Kim.
Right.
And she was like, we just kind of sat there and looked at each other and said, whoa, what a ride. It was quite the morning.
Sounds like it.
She went on to say, it's funny, when we talked yesterday, I kind of had my wits about me and I thought I was really strong. And, you know, this is the right decision. But today I wake up and I was thinking about the first time you and I ever did an interview on the air, Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited. So nervous.
Can I tell you, to me, who the biggest casualty of this decision is going to be? The children.
Which children?
The babies.
Like the grandchildren?
Yes. Because think about, like, North has never lived without cameras up in her mama's grill.
Yeah.
Right? None of those kids have ever lived in a world where they weren't being followed around by cameras. Hi. Yes?
Is this thing on?
It is. I can
the
hear you. What?
Camera not going anywhere.
What?
The camera's not going anywhere.
I know. That's true.
That's the point.
I stand corrected. You're correct.
Don't you
You're
think
right.
they're going to end up somewhere else? I think that's why this is all just a hotbed of lies. This is some sort of, like, because I just, you don't give up that camera, man.
Well, and that's the thing. That's why I still keep thinking that this was initiated by E somehow.
I mean, we'll find out.
Yeah.
We're absolutely going to find out whether it was E, whether it was the Kardashians, whether they're moving to a streaming service.
But if you think they don't have a plan of what's coming next,
yeah, that's
you're
my
dead
point. You,
ass
Chris
wrong.
Jenner's just like, yeah, you know what? We were like, it's time. It's
no,
time.
No, girl.
I will tell you right now, if somebody was paying me $30 million, and we never talked about this, and we have a minute, so we need to talk about this because we did not talk about it yesterday. Go with me. They made $150 million on their last contract, reportedly.
Mm.
That worked out to about $30 million an episode. Now, allegedly, supposedly, according to
you
all
did say stick a pin in
sources,
that yesterday, and we never did.
Thank you. You have a very good memory. I don't. But I do remember this. In my reading of how this all went down, that works out to about $30 million per episode. They don't get like specific amounts, each of them. Well, they do, but essentially E was like divided amongst yourselves.
So basically, so, it goes to Chris, and then she like
Chris, yeah, Chris divvies it up, and she Chris has said that everybody gets roughly the same because they're all working hard, and that's a, you know, a good storyline. Also, something tells me that's not true.
Yeah, it smells.
Because do you really think Rob is getting as much money as Kim is getting?
No, Rob is not.
Because if I were Kim, I would be like, hell no. Rob sits on his behind and, you know, shoving cheeseburgers down his throat. What's he doing? Like, I can just see her hot mess, like, super competitive side coming out. But of that $30 million, girl, if you're paying me a big fat share of $30 million, I'm not going to look, I'm not going to show up to you one day and go, you know what? I think it's time for me to just take a break. I'm just going to relax over here. I don't need that anymore. Mm-mm. It's been a lot.
No.
Hell no.
If somebody was giving me $30 million to have a camera follow me around to the bathroom, I'd be like, come on.
Yes. You want to watch me poop?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yes. Now, I will tell you, somebody else is inserting himself into the story, and it is Andy Cohen.
Oh, God. I forgot about him.
Andy Cohen, also associated with E.
Oh, E.
Bravo.
Oh, sorry. You're right. I was wrong.
Wait,
he's
is that
Bravo
part
now.
Of the same network?
No.
Oh, okay.
He said on an episode of his Sirius XM Radio Andy, he said, I got so many DMs and tweets saying Chris should join the Housewives. She's good friends with Kyle Richards. This should happen. Let's make it happen. He said that would be a huge get. So rest assured, Andy Cohen trying to insert himself into the story and rescue poor, unfortunate Kris Jenner from unemployment.
I want to make a comparison with Andy Cohen, and I just can't bring myself to do it because I respect the listeners too much.
Thank you.
I respect the listeners so much that when we come back, Holly Roberts is going to bring us, right, Holly, you're doing it?
Yeah.
Bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert after this on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
The beautiful Holly Roberts has arrived with a heap and helping of dirt.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Brad, your mic.
Oh. Too many buttons.
So many things going on at the same time, including Saturday Night Live. Yes, there is going to be a 46th season of Saturday Night Live, and it will be broadcast live. And that's all we really know outside of that. Now, NBC isn't offering any other details about SNL, but they said that the show is going to be premiering October 3rd at 10:30 p.m. local time. We don't have any details about a host or a guest musician or any of that other stuff, but the show is expected to return to Studio 8H, its longtime home.
Interesting.
After they did all of those remote SNLs back in the spring because we weren't doing shows in studios. Jeez.
I am curious to see how this all goes. I've been kind of loosely paying attention to a lot of these shows that are coming back and working, you know, in concert together where they're, you know, not able to physically distance. Yeah. Like they're all working together. Mm-hmm. I think they have access to some tests.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
story that goes unreported, although it's reported. That's how I know it, because I don't know anything nobody else knows. Whether it's like major, you know, sports or entertainment, like you see who we value in this country.
Yeah. They got lots of tests.
Not
they
your just kids test going every to school.
Day. They can test every day and go, hey, I'm clear. I can work.
Sorry, I'm a little
bit. We don't have that luxury.
No, we don't.
But my children are currently in school in their bedrooms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Saturday Night Live and the cast.
But they're safe.
Your
and their
husband
teachers
gets to
safe.
Watch his sports.
Yeah.
Sports.
And we all get to watch our Saturday Night Live and Dancing True. With the Stars.
Oh, yes.
It's so fun.
Yeah, True. Including but not limited to Dancing with the Stars contestants Carol Baskin from Ooh. Tiger King.
I mean, she allegedly killed her husband and they put her
I
on
know.
TV.
This is 2020, y'all.
Reports from Page Six are saying that Carol Baskin's first dance is going to be to Eye of the Tiger.
I mean, that's so creative. Obvious.
Yeah.
It's so obvious.
Uh-huh. This is where we're at in 2020, everyone.
Welcome. She could have done Prince.
What? Which one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She could have. Mm-hmm. Maybe if she lasts past the first week. Let's move
on. Great. All right, fine.
2020, everybody.
Let's move back to some, you could probably consider this television vintage scandal at this point, but Ann Curry is doing a new interview with Elle magazine.
Oh, yeah.
And she's talking about her firing from the Today Show back in 2012, already 8 years ago. And she tells Elle magazine that she doesn't really understand why she was replaced in the anchor chair after becoming co-anchor of the Today Show for just a year prior. She says, I know I did nothing wrong. I know I was good at my job. She says, the bottom line is that it still hurts. It honestly hurts really deeply because I really think I did nothing wrong. But she says, in spite of the pain of it, which still lingers, I know that I contributed to some people suffering less. But I tell you, it was tough. It was hard to walk that line to not add more suffering. Boy, oh boy, was it tough. Now, you know, it's been speculated that Matt Lauer was not a fan of Ann Curry, that he sabotaged her career at the Today Show. You can look at the body language of their last episode of the Today Show together, and it says a lot without saying anything at all.
So it's so uncomfortable to watch how he is like trying to heap his like verbal affection onto her. And she looks like she is recoiling, but not trying to be obvious about it. It's so awkward.
So obvious.
But it's so obvious.
She recoils and she tucks her hair behind her ear and turns her body the other way. Yeah.
Body language experts have actually said that means she hates him.
Wow. I really need to spend more time listening to those people.
I know.
You know, Ann Curry keeping it classy with Elle magazine. So she's saying a lot of things, but, you know, she's not going to come out and say the real reason why or what was really going on behind the scenes. But, you know, she is opening up a little bit. So you can read about all of that there. Moving on from that, Paris Hilton talking about the end of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, saying that the Kardashians are just ready to live their life.
Okay, this is...
Let them live.
Okay, can we just talk about the layers of this? Like, she created the Kardashians.
Yes, because Kim Kardashian got her start as Paris Hilton's closet organizer and assistant.
And then, after Paris Hilton made it big with a sex tape, guess who tore a page out of that playbook? And now we have Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, so,
I hope they gave her a cut.
I doubt it.
I just always feel like Paris Hilton, although she'll probably have the last laugh, but I always just feel like somewhat bad for her. Like, I don't know why.
Like, she's the original Chloe?
Well,
the original
Chloe? Because it's like, she was like doing her thing, and then they beat her at her own game.
Right.
That's why I've always sort of like, I don't know, but I do love an underdog, so you would think I would feel that way about the Kardashians, but I don't, because I think they're not the underdog anymore. Mm-mm. Paris Hilton is the underdog.
They took the template of Paris Hilton's fame and they expanded upon it in such a way because...
Well, they had a momager in the way that Paris Hilton didn't have.
Right, exactly. And Paris Hilton, I might be speaking out of school, but her sex tape experience was not put out there because she wanted it to be put out there.
Right.
Unlike Kim Kardashian's sex tape experience, which they wanted you to believe wasn't put out there because they wanted it to be. But eventually, you know...
That's the key, is you have to know what they're not telling you, which is nothing about that sex tape was accidental.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
That was gross.
Paris Hilton does say that it makes her feel incredibly proud, the run of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She says, I've known Kim since we were little girls, and the empires that she and her sister and her mother have built is just amazing. I love them all so much, and it's exciting to see your friends do well.
I mean... she didn't always love them so much. Remember, they had a very lengthy feud.
Yes.
That just was repaired a couple years ago.
Where they did a music video together about
my best friend's booty.
Yeah. And they didn't use the word booty.
Correct.
Finally, in case you missed it, if you are a Real Housewives fan, Denise Richards is leaving the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills to, quote, enjoy her family more. That's according to sources. And that she was looking to replace Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with time loving her amazing husband, children, and who knows, maybe even friends now.
Oh, good for her. Mm-hmm. All these people getting their lives back.
Best of luck to her.
Yeah.
When we come back, we need somebody to play. Thank you, by the way, Holly. We need somebody to play our 30-second pop culture challenge. 651-641-1071. 30 seconds, 5 pop culture questions. Get them all right. You win a prize on My Talk 1071. I will never be able to hear that song and not think about Project Down and Dirty Rock Band. I know, right?
Oh, wow. That's a blast from the
past. I know, right? We are going to give you 30 seconds to answer 5 pop culture questions. We do it every day on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And this is your 30-second pop culture challenge.
30-second pop culture challenge.
Who's on the phone today, Colleen?
Who's on the phone today, Holly?
It's Carrie.
Carrie, quite contrary. And how does your garden grow? What is she going to get?
What's Carrie playing for today?
She's playing for a My Talk 107.1 t-shirt.
Hey, Carrie, you ready to play the 30-second pop culture challenge?
Yes.
Fabulous. Timer will begin after I ask the first question, and here we go. What character goes by the number 007?
James Bond.
Who starred in the show Walker, Texas Ranger?
Oh, Chuck Norris.
What is the name of Garfield the Cat's owner?
John.
Halle Berry won an Oscar for her performance in what movie?
Monster?
Sure, I'll take it. What is the name of the uncle in the Addams Family?
Uncle... Oh, the bald one.
Yep.
Oh, Duster.
Yay! She got it!
Congratulations, you won the 30-second pop culture challenge. And to all of you who did not get to play... You can have an opportunity to do that tomorrow because we do it every day at 12:30 on the Colleen and Bradley Show.
Technically, Halle Berry won an Oscar for her performance in Monsters Balls.
I think it's just the one.
Oh, okay.
Now that we've answered all those questions, we can move on to solve some mysteries. We do that in the form of blind items that Holly's brought for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
That would be a really good movie if it starred the Wolfman.
Monster Balls?
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
You know. Nobody laughed.
No, I did inside.
Okay.
Wow.
Here's your first blind item.
Okay.
If she can stay sober, and that's a big if... Look for this former A-list, mostly television actress from multiple hit network shows to join the cast of a reality franchise because she wants to say some things.
Ooh.
Oh.
Former A-list, mostly television actress.
Mm-hmm.
From multiple hit network shows.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Does she have a weird faith?
I don't.
That is so mean to say about somebody. They cannot control their face.
Faith.
Faith.
I know. I was joking.
Seriously?
I was.
All right. So we're turning into Sylvester here.
Yes, we're doing this.
I saw a putty tan.
I don't think so.
Okay. So it's not Kirstie Alley.
No, it's not Kirstie Alley.
I would have gone that way, too.
No. So this person actually might have some beef with a person who just left that reality franchise, and apparently they want to air some dirty laundry.
Denise Richards left. Yeah. So who is besties with Denise Richards?
Well, not besties, but they would have some beef with Denise
Charlie
Richards.
Charlie Sheen?
Well,
but he's not a she.
Charlize... Sheen? No.
Charlize Sheen.
Hard to say.
This person was on TV with Charlie Sheen, but it has to do with this person's ex-husband. Their ex-husband left them for Denise Richards.
Oh.
Who was that?
Wait, their ex-husband left her for Denise Richards. So who did Denise Richards cheat on? Or cheat with. Is that what you're saying?
Leanne Rimes.
No, but this person, very famous. They've been on television for decades. They've had some issues recently, but it would be perfect casting.
Heather Locklear.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh my gosh. I had to get to the drawer.
You found it.
I found it in the drawer.
Yay.
All right.
So if she can stay sober, look for Heather Locklear to join the cast of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She wants to say some things, perhaps about the fact that her ex-husband, Richie Sambora, left her to go with Denise Richards. Mm. Also, apparently, she does have some dirty laundry to talk about with Charlie Sheen and other people. So.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm here for that.
I know, right?
Next.
Blinded by the item.
Another blind item for Colleen and Bradley.
Thank you.
This longtime boy bander is cheating on his wife. It's why he's so excited to be working on a new project. Makes those excuses that much more easier.
Justin Timberlake? Hold on. Is he a Backstreet Boy? Is it Kevin?
Nick? Joey? Bobby?
Steve?
Frankie?
Bob?
Think about someone who has been on social media hyped about a new thing that they're participating in.
Is it the guy who's doing Dancing with the Stars?
Yes.
His name?
That's Frankie
Valli.
Which one is that?
Which
Tony
one is
Matone?
It? No, that's
AJ McLean.
Thank you.
Oh yeah,
the Backstreet Boys.
Sorry,
he's the edgy one.
Of course he is.
Apparently, AJ is cheating on his wife, and it's why he's so excited to be on Dancing with the Stars, because it makes those cheating excuses much easier. Oh, honey, I gotta stay late at the studio because I'm practicing my moves. Mm-hmm.
In loose quotes.
Emphasis on loose.
Thank you.
Those would be his pants.
Oh, ish.
Blinded by the item.
Another celebrity gossip mystery for Colleen and Bradley to solve. Here we go. Just when you think this A-minus list actor was out of the clutches of the Svengali who has controlled much of his life, then you realize that sober coach was sent by the Svengali.
No! Zac Efron!
She has been used for several projects by him.
Oh, no!
And that's Mohammed El
Turkey.
Turkey.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to have... Okay, we got so much to deal with right
what?
Now. What?! Okay, fill in the blank, and then we got to go back for people who are like, what?
So just when you think that Zac Efron was out of the clutches of the Svengali in his life, Mohammed Al Turki, producer, then you realize that Sober Coach was sent by Mohammed Al Turki. She has been used for several projects by him in the past.
What does that mean?
Okay, so the person that we're talking about, Mohammed Al Turki, what is his role in the world, Bradley? Besides, he calls himself a producer.
Yeah, well, he likes to connect people with some stuff.
Yeah, like the drug stuff and the yachting stuff.
Yes.
Not good stuff, right? Yes. Like not on the up and up, let's just say.
Right.
And then when he's talking about the
Oh my God, and what does she do for a living?
She's an influencer.
No, she's a model.
Instagram model. Yeah, I told you. Remember when I said that whole entire... Yeah. I mean, it's like we were on to this.
Yes.
Because we were talking about the Instagram account for the place where she was working. And I said it kind of looks like a catalog of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for those of you who might not be following, sorry
about it. So basically, we've gotten some stuff that's really serious. Mm-hmm. And we should probably keep our mouths shut before we disappear.
Yeah. Or at least, you know, get a tire slashed. Okay.
I am Googling image searching Mohammed Al Turki and Vanessa Valladares together, but I don't see anything. But I need to work on this. Yeah. I need to work on this. I also think we need to work on her because here's what I think about her. Like, they would have had to scrub her social media before Zac Efron goes out in public with her because he knows the world is going to pay attention. For example, she got about a 7,000 member. What's her Instagram up to now? The day after she was linked to Zac Efron, her Instagram followers went up by 7,000.
Wow.
So I want to see what she's up to now because what my point is, like, you know, they knew when the pictures came out, meaning when he's in public holding her hand, that's going to raise her visibility.
Right.
Which means that they probably had done the due diligence prior to make sure that she had her social media scrubbed and anything untoward taken down, because you know instantly people like us are going to start clickety-clacking.
There is a lot to unpack here, and we're going to have to actually spend some time on it.
Sorry, we just kind of derailed your blind item, Holly.
No, that's the whole point of the blind item.
Actually, she did exactly what those blind items do to us on the Colleen and Bradley show. It has now prompted us to go deep in the shallow regarding this gal that our fair Zac Efron is tied up with. Mm-hmm. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show...
She has 46,000 followers.
Oh my gosh.
You guys, how many days ago was it when we first talked about her?
I think it was Tuesday.
She had 4,000 on Monday. She now has 46,000 mm-hmm. followers.
Mm-hmm. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to get the Cobra Gang together. You know, we've been talking a lot about Paris Hilton, but what we need to be talking about and are going to be talking about is how Paris Hilton is talking about Britney Spears. We'll talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1. All right, guys, we've been talking a lot about Paris Hilton lately, but what we haven't been talking about is what Paris Hilton has to say about Britney Spears. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And, you know, let's get the Cobra Gang together.
Okay.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Britney Spears.
Okay, so first of all, the reason we're talking about Paris Hilton so much recently is because she's got that tell-all documentary coming out on her YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So she's making the rounds doing interviews, but that's why we hear what her opinion is on the Kardashians. And now in this case, what her opinion is on Britney Spears. Are you ready to hear what she had to say to Andy Cohen on Andy Cohen Live?
Of course I do, because, you know, he loves to dish the dirt.
Oh, boy, does he ever. Okay. He asked about her friendship with Britney Spears, which, by the way, they have a friendship that dates back to the early 2000s. And this is, of course, before the events leading up to Britney's conservatorship. So Paris said of Britney to Andy Cohen that they still keep in touch. She said, yeah, I saw her this summer. We've had dinners. I saw her in Malibu. I just love her so much. She added that they meet with a, quote, very small group of friends, and they get together periodically. She was asked what happens at these lunches, and Paris said they always keep things light and positive. She said of Britney Spears, she's so sweet and so innocent and such a nice girl. We just talk about happy things, music, fashion, fun things. She goes on to say, I never like to bring up negative things and make people feel uncomfortable. So I've never talked about it with her, meaning mm-hmm. her conservatorship. However, she did say to Andy Cohen about the conservatorship, I feel like if you're an adult, you should be able to live your life and not be controlled. I think that maybe stems from me being controlled so much, so I can understand how that would feel. And I can't imagine right now if that was still happening to me. After just working your whole life and working so hard, she's this icon. And I just feel like she has no control of her life whatsoever. And I don't think that's fair.
I mean,
that's about as inside as you're going to get. Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes. Honestly, so what's interesting to me about this is, like, I do see it as sort of an act of bravery for somebody like Paris Hilton to have that much of an opinion about what's going on with Britney Spears.
She possesses a certain amount of, you know, what's the word? She has the ability to say things that maybe lesser celebrities would feel comfortable saying.
Right. But the reason why, I do think it's sort of an act of bravery is because how many people have essentially been silenced by... or at least we assume, silenced by the conservatorship when they have spoken out. I know Lance Bass from NSYNC, who toured with her, during the years when she was dating Justin Timberlake. He said something and then had to walk it all back.
I mean, honestly, people are saying things out loud that just prove what we all know. Like, right. I love how we're all just like, because Britney hasn't said something directly, we're all pretending like we can't see and hear everything else around mm-hmm. us, right?
Right.
That, well, and now, don't forget, we actually have words from Britney Spears through her attorney, which state very clearly that she doesn't want to have her father in control of her life anymore.
Right, which is, I think, also something that probably gives Paris Hilton, or like, kind of gave her, I don't want to say permission, but allowed her to be open about that. I do find it suspect, because let's be real, if you were actually friends with Britney Spears and you were going out to lunch with her, would you not be like, girl,
how are you doing?
Spill the beans.
You would, unless you weren't.
Tell me what's going on.
Yes, and, but you would do it in a way, because I think, like, first of all, Paris Hilton and Britney Spears aren't like besties, right? Mm-hmm. Because besties, you'd just be like, okay, so clearly this is all a hotbed of lies. Mm-hmm. But if you're sort of that like secondary, tertiary level of friendship where you're like, let's get together for dinner. And you're like, yes, let's get together for dinner. How are things? Oh my God, you know, I mean, there's just so much going on. Oh yeah. Like, you don't want to push, because you, and to Paris Hilton's point, like, she doesn't want to be that friend that like oversteps her boundaries in terms mm-hmm. of like the subject at hand. Like, if Britney wants to talk about Britney's conservatorship, she can bring it up, but I'm not going to go there because I don't want her to be like, oh, why are you bringing this up? Because then she's not going to want to call me for dinner because she's going to think that I'm going to ask her uncomfortable questions.
Right.
Like, I bet that that's the kind of friendship that they have. But certainly, you know, if we had, because like, if you were in front of Britney Spears right now, mm-hmm. what would you ask her?
Girl, are you okay?
But would you?
I mean, I don't know. So here's the other thing, is that the other thing to consider is there's no way they were just sitting there alone without somebody there who's going to tattle.
They were chaperoned.
They're just exactly. not friends on that level, right? Like, you don't open up to your second and third layer friends about what's really going on in your life. I mean, you might, but I don't.
I open up to everybody. Yeah. No, but honestly, but the difference is Britney Spears is like publicly in this arrangement, right? So like, if I had a friend who was struggling and we were like, you know, like you said, like second, third tier friends, and I'd be like, you know, how's it going? And I would mean, how's it going?
Yeah, but they're
not gonna
tell you.
But I wouldn't poke, right?
Yeah.
But if you're Paris Hilton and you're hanging out with Britney Spears, who you've known for quite some time, and girl, you know, because you have eyeballs and you have Twitter, like, you see what's going on. I would be like, Britney, girl to girl. Actually, you know what? Let's go to the bathroom. I would take her to the bathroom.
And hold her?
No, I would maybe. Say, if she needed
step
it.
Step out of it!
No, but I would be like, now that we're alone, like, blink twice if you need assistance. Because Paris Hilton could, you know, knows people. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I it's hard for me to believe that they're just going out, two gals and a couple others, for lunch and talking about purses.
But that's so the easy thing. That's what most people do with their lives. They don't, I mean, these are people, again, like, I'm talking about somebody who clearly is living a double life. Like she's not going to have people around her who ask her uncomfortable questions.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, look at her, quote, boyfriend. Do you think he's really saying, like, you need to look inside yourself and decide what
no,
you feel
he's
comfortable.
He's saying, where's my next page?
Yeah, he's
no,
like,
babe, do some more squats.
Exactly. Yeah, hey, you want to do some squats? And that's why she's dancing in front of a video, and she's 40 years old and is one of the most accomplished pop singers of all time.
I mean, and that is one of the
things. And she's in her foyer mm-hmm, doing twirling. What you and I did when we were 12. Mm-hmm. And I'm not being hyperbolic.
No,
that's what we did.
100% true. I loved it when my parents would leave so I could have the whole house to twirl in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I will say, I mean, she said, did I read this part of the quote where she said, after just working your whole life and working so hard, she's an icon. And I feel like she has no control of her life whatsoever.
She's
I
having
just
the childhood she never got to have.
Oh, my gosh. when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show. Big question, guys. Do you have a famous name? Like, do you have the same name as a famous person?
Yeah, Bradley Traynor.
Have you ever tried to get something from that famous name? 651-641-1071. We'll take your calls after this on My Talk 107.1.